Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, let's talk about social media. I have such a love-hate relationship with social media. More love than hate, though. I feel like it's such a big distraction. You will be scrolling, and next thing you know, an hour has passed, 2 hours has passed, 3 hours have passed, and you have just been like laying around scrolling on your phone. I try my hardest to not pick up my phone the first thing when I wake up. I try my hardest. I might pick it up to check the time, but I'll get up and try to do something like get your butt up and cook breakfast and eat breakfast. I try my hardest not to skip breakfast. I am so surprised by the amount of people who say they do not eat breakfast, or if they do eat breakfast, they don't eat it until like later in the morning. And I mean, I do that sometimes too, of course, because I work night shifts, so my sleep schedule is kind of crazy. But I really have to remind myself to like put my phone down and go to the gym. Put your phone down and read a book. Like, I have to really like remind myself. And I love social media so much because I love hearing people share their stories. I love seeing people live their lives. I feel like if social media was around when I was younger, it would have saved me a lot of heartache and a lot of headaches too. I think when you're going through something, it's so easy to feel like this is only happening to me, you know, like nobody gets it, nobody understands it. But I listened to some women tell their stories and I resonated with it so well. And it's like, are we all having the same human experience? Like, we are all facing like the same challenges. It might be in like a different way, but we all kind of go through the same things in life. And my biggest thing is that I want to just continue to grow through everything that I go through and like let it make me a better person. But I love hearing older women come online and they talk about their marriages and friendships and like their work experience, because I sometimes get a lot of pushback because I prioritize myself so much that I think sometimes it comes across as selfish. But I love when I hear women talk about like, hey, like I wished I would have prioritized myself more, because it does make me feel better with putting myself and my peace and my happiness first. Because some women are like, I've been in this marriage for 40 years and I should have been left. Or some of them be like, I should have never even got married. I stayed at that job for 20 years and I was miserable and I wish I would have took a risk or took a chance, started my own business, or, you know, or whatever. And it's the same thing with friendships. A lot of people are like, it took me so long to realize that this person was not really my friend. And I don't want to be that person. I'm getting better and better at being more mindful and just realizing when situations and people are not for me and walking away from them. And I'm also being very mindful of how I handle people, because I have a really bad habit sometimes of handling people a little too rough, I feel like. And so I'm so much more softer in my approach with how I deal with people, especially like men. I'm a lot nicer and softer to everyone in general, and just very less shallow. Like, I'm not looking at somebody and judging them because their wig might not look that nice, or looking at them and judging them because of how they might be shaped or if they're shy or whatever. Like, I try my hardest to just be more accepting of people and accepting them for who they are. And I think when I do that, it also makes it so much easier to let people go, because you're no longer trying to make them the person that you want them to be. And you're seeing them for who they are, you know, not just what they say, but what they do. But yeah, you guys know I'm a yapper. I get a little bit off topic, but I love seeing the girls live their life. Like, I love the vacations. I love the shopping sprees. Oh my God, I do not skip a shopping video. I don't care if you are at the dollar store. I'm not skipping a shopping haul, okay? What are you cleaning with? Like, I don't care where you are. If you're at Marshalls, you're at TJ Maxx, if you're at Louis Vuitton, I don't care. I'm watching. And I just love seeing people be happy and live their lives. And I think that it should be a reminder for you that you also need to be happy and live your life. And I feel like the downside to social media is that so many people are so wrapped up in other people's lives. Like, they're so wrapped up in it that they are making whole pages dedicated to these people, or they are making 10-minute long think pieces on everything this person says or do or wear. And I mean, I think it's natural to like watch people and like get invested, but I think it's important that we don't get too invested into other people's lives. And it's like to the point where like you start to feel jealous of that person, or you're like desperately trying to mimic someone else and not really like being true to yourself. I feel like that's like a major problem. I also think that oversharing is a major problem on social media too. Some oversharing be tea. It be like, oh, that's tea. Like, or, you know? But sometimes when I see the girls online and they're crying, you know, I understand you gotta let it out. But I feel like cry and make the video and maybe don't post it. Like, just leave it in your phone. Like, cry, vent, get it out, say everything that you need to say, and just let it stay in your phone. Because then you have all these people who, like, have an opinion about your life and what you should and shouldn't be doing, especially when it comes down to relationships. Like, women that get online and they cry about this man, and then you get back with him, and then everybody's mad at you, you know? Because people are so opinionated. And it's like, you really don't know these people like that. A girl will post her and her man together and her man will make a face. Or she'll post her and her man together and she's like, oh, me surprising my man with like a new hairstyle or, you know, or whatever. And if the audience isn't satisfied with his reaction, then they're like chewing him up. And it's like, you guys, he could just be playing with her. She might film all the time and he knows she's filming. So he's just, you know, that could be the way that they joke with each other. I think people gotta get like, stop thinking that everybody has to live their life how you wanna live your life. And know that people have their own options and choices in this their life, and they can do what they want to do with it. Because I see so many women going hard on like other people's men or other people's friends, and it's just like, hey, just because you don't like this person's personality, or just because you feel like you would never accept a man not doing certain things, that does not mean that this person has the same opinion. And people are allowed to date and be with who they want to be with. I am never surprised when a TikTok, YouTube influencer couple break up. I'm never surprised, because relationships are hard. And I could only imagine how hard it is when you and this person are depending on each other financially to be a face, you know, to this like perfect relationship and happiness. And I'm never surprised. Like, of course they're not going to post their arguments or the things that they go through. She's not going to be sitting online talking about the things that she don't like about this man, because it just does not align with their brand. There was like this viral story going around TikTok recently about Ballerina Farm. She's a woman who lives on a farm. She's married to a billionaire. She has 8 kids. She did an interview with Vogue magazine. Some people felt like because of the things that were said in the interview, she might be being abused. I feel like it's no way in hell that that lady is running that big farm in business by herself, in taking care of 8 kids. It's no way. Like, clearly she has a lot of help, but I'm sure she shows herself doing as much as possible because it's what's on brand with her aesthetic. It's what's on brand. She's not going to show you her at the mall. And I mean, clearly She's not sewing those kids' clothes, so she has to be getting them from somewhere, whether she's ordering it online or she's going out to the store and shopping. She just isn't showing you guys like what things that does not align with her brand, but it's no way she can run that business in that farm, in that whole household all by herself with no help. She clearly has help, you know? And I feel all these people like, oh, she's being abused and I feel so sorry for her. I don't. She's married to a billionaire. And hell, the money she makes from TikTok and the business that she owned, she's probably a millionaire, you know? Like, so no, I do not feel sorry for her. She wants to be there. She wants to be in that situation. And I'm sure that lady gets out and about. She's just not going to post it. It doesn't align with her brand. And I feel like a lot of people think just because they don't see something, that means that it's not happening. Like, just because you're not seeing somebody do something or say something does not mean that it's not happening. It does not mean that. And like I said, I'm never surprised when people come forth and they're like struggling to pay their bills and they're like, I don't really live this lifestyle. So many people pretend to have more money than what they actually do. And I think that it can be very discouraging to people who like feel like, oh my God, like I would never be able to afford this. You probably can, because so many people just buy things from DHgate. They like fake it till you make it. They buy all this stuff. They have roommates, but they just never show their roommate. Like, people are out here faking it until they making it, and they still ain't making it. Okay, they're faking it until they make it, and they still ain't making it. I feel like this is like a time period where you should just show up authentically as yourself. Like if you want to do like social media and be like content creator, of course, I feel like everybody wants to like make videos and posts because it's just an easy way to make money and just do the things that you are already doing. I would say don't go out of your way to buy a whole bunch of stuff just for social media, because it's no even guarantee that people are going to watch your video. Like, you done spent $500 worth of clothes because you want like views on YouTube or on TikTok, and then nobody even ends up watching it. Like, I just say live your regular life and be you, because you could be putting all this effort and you are getting no views, and there's someone right now laying in bed with a dingy white t-shirt on and a bonnet on, just running their mouth, getting hella views, getting hella clicks, getting hella shares, and they're just showing up authentically as them. And I feel like that's why some of like the people who are like viral on TikTok or like social media famous, I feel like that's why they have the views that they have, because they just come on and just be them however it transpires. And I'm not encouraging y'all to be like chaotic or toxic, but it seems like people love like chaotic and like toxic people. Because like, oh my God, some of the things that people come online and they're saying they're doing, and I'm like, how do they have this many views? Like, I feel bad for this person. I feel like I can't relate to this person, but hey, somebody out there is relating to them and like how they live their life, you know, even though you might disapprove of the things that they're doing and saying, like other people is like resonating with it. So I would say just be you, like be yourself, you guys. I want to start creating like content online and stuff. I just got to buy the right camera and like tripod and, you know, and just make the time for it. This year for me has been very peaceful, but very busy. I look back on my vision board and I realize like everything on my vision board I have either accomplished already or I'm working towards, which I am so proud of. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I know last week's was a little bit of a deep chat, you know, I love a good deep chat. I wanted this to be something more light and just, you know, just like a little chit chat. So I'll see you guys next time. I'm Simone, and this is the Relatable Black Girl.